Lesson 18. John Blake was trying to find out more about a certain pendant. The pendant had been stolen from a museum. With his friend, Mary Green, he went to see a collector of old things, Anthony Fawcett. On the way, they were nearly killed by a car. At Anthony Fawcett's house, they were nearly killed by one of Fawcett's dangerous pets, a snake. Fawcett told them about the pendant. But Mary and John knew that he was hiding something. "We'll find out what it is," Mary said. They went home. John arrived home at 10 o'clock.
"Arrived home? I thought that after the verb to arrive, there should be a preposition."
"That's quite right."
"But you said John arrived home."
"Well, arrive home is an exception. The verb to arrive is followed by the prepositions at or in."
"And when do I have to use at, and when in?"
"You arrive at a small place or a building. For example, we arrived at the station very early. Or, he always arrives at the university after 9 o'clock. But you arrive in a city, a large town, or a country. That is, in a big place."
"Bye-bye, darling. Have a nice journey."
"Thank you. Goodbye."
"When will you arrive at Dover?"
"I'll arrive at Dover at 1 o'clock.
"And when will you arrive in London?"
"In London? At 3 o'clock.
"I see. So you'll arrive at Dover at 1, and in London at 3 o'clock. And when will you arrive at the hotel?"
"At the hotel? Darling, why are you asking all these questions? How should I know when I'll arrive at the hotel? At 3:30 or 4 o'clock?
"Oh, darling, run, run. The train is already pulling out."
"Bye. Bye." "Now, here you are. All your silly questions. When will you arrive at Dover? When will you arrive in London? When will you arrive at the hotel?" "I won't arrive in England at all. Neither in London, nor at the hotel. I've missed the train."
When John arrived home, his landlady was waiting for him. "There is a visitor waiting in your room," she said angrily. "Who was it?" John went up to find out.
"Oh, hello. Please sit down."
"If you don't mind, I'll stand. My name's Egg."
"Mr. Egg, the bookseller?"
"I sell books, yes. You know me, then?"
"I know your shop. It's full of old books."
"Yes, I sell old books."
"Of course. You're a bookseller."
"And I buy old books."
"Of course."
"I buy other things, too."
"Other things, Mr. Egg?"
"Yes, other things. I pay for them. I pay well for them."
"I'm sure you do."
"You know what I'm talking about, don't you?"
"I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about."
"I'm talking about a certain thing."
"A certain thing?"
"A certain thing. I'll buy it."
"What is it?"
"You know what it is."
"Perhaps you know what it is, but I don't know what it is."
"Are you pulling my leg?"
"No, I'm not pulling your leg."
"If you pull my leg, you'll be sorry."
The man who was waiting for John was Mr. Egg, the bookseller. But this time he didn't want to sell anything. He wanted to buy something. "A certain thing," he said. He didn't want to use the word pendant. He didn't want anyone to overhear them. He said, "A certain thing." But at first, John didn't understand what he was talking about. Mr. Egg didn't believe him. "Are you pulling my leg?" he asked. That is, "Are you joking?"
"Listen to what happened to me today."
"What?"
"I was coming along the street when a big dog came up to me. He raised his hat and said, 'Good afternoon, miss. You've dropped your handkerchief.' And the dog picked up my handkerchief and gave it to me."
"Do you think I believe you? You're pulling my leg. You are joking. You're pulling my leg."
At first, John didn't understand what Mr. Egg was talking about. "Are you pulling my leg?" Mr. Egg asked. Then he warned John, "If you pull my leg, you will be sorry."
"If you pull my leg, you'll be sorry."
It's 10 o'clock. If you don't go soon, my landlady will come up.
If your landlady comes up, I'll talk to her. Now, listen to me. You were in a certain place this afternoon, weren't you?
I was in the museum this afternoon.
Ah, the museum. Why were you in the museum this afternoon?
Because I wanted a job.
Something happened at the museum. Now, what happened at the museum? That's why I'm here.
Oh, the pendant.
Shh, don't shout. If you shout, somebody'll hear you.
The pendant was stolen from the museum.
And where is it now, eh? We understand each other, don't we?
Hmm?
I understand you. You understand me. If you sell it to me, I won't ask questions.
Ah, you'll buy the pendant.
£100. I'm offering £100.
Go away. You're a criminal.
Oh, I'm a criminal, am I?
If you buy that pendant, you'll be a criminal. That pendant was stolen. If you don't go away, I'll call the police. I'll tell them about you.
If you tell anybody, you'll be sorry. You stole that pendant, didn't you? You stole it and you're hiding it.
I didn't steal it and I'm not hiding it.
I can turn nasty. If I turn nasty, you'll be sorry.
Hmm? Turn nasty? What is to turn nasty?
Suddenly become unpleasant. There are other expressions with the verb to turn, which also mean a sudden change.
Phew! It's terribly hot.
There's a storm coming.
It's got very cold. It was so hot, and now it has turned cold in 5 minutes. What weather!
There's someone in the next room.
Are you frightened? You've turned quite pale.
Can't you hear? There's someone there. Go and have a look.
Come here and see what it is.
Oh, it's only a mouse.
Fancy turning pale over a mouse.
Do you see, Kathy? She turned pale. That is, suddenly she became pale. Her face became white. It turned cold, that is, suddenly it became cold.
So, turn means a sudden change, doesn't it? But I remember another expression. John used it when he and Mary were going to Anthony Fawcett's house and the red sports car nearly killed them. John wanted to go home. He said, "It's getting late, it's getting dark, it's getting cold."
Oh, yes. It's an interesting contrast. While to turn pale, or to turn red in the face, or to turn nasty, as Mr. X said, mean a sudden change, the expressions with get mean a slow, gradual change. He's getting old. I can see that within a few years he will be an old man. It's getting cold. Soon I shall have to go indoors. It's getting dark. Slowly, within an hour or two, it will be dark.
I must tell you something.
I'm all ears.
I'm getting bored. Slowly. Gradually. Within a few minutes, I'll be very bored. That is, I'm getting bored.
I suppose I should be angry now. But I must admit that you use the new expression so well that I shall allow you to exercise your English. Well? Exercise your English. Exercise 1. Listen to the example.
Suddenly he became pale. He turned pale.
Use the verb turn in each of your sentences. Listen, speak, listen.
Suddenly he became pale. He turned pale. Suddenly it became cold. It turned cold. Suddenly he became nasty. He turned nasty. Suddenly she became hysterical. She turned hysterical. Suddenly he became rude. He turned rude. Suddenly they became angry. They turned angry. Suddenly it became stormy. It turned stormy.
Exercise 2.
Listen to the example. There are lots of old books in your shop.
It's full of old books.
Listen, speak, listen. There are lots of old books in your shop.
It's full of old books.
There are lots of new dresses in her wardrobe.
It's full of new dresses.
There are lots of flowers in his garden.
It's full of flowers.
There are lots of students in the cinema.
It's full of students.
There are lots of mosquitoes in the living room.
It's full of mosquitoes.
There are lots of mistakes in your homework.
It's full of mistakes.
There are lots of foreigners in the museum.
It's full of foreigners. Exercise 3. Listen to the example.
Next year we'll travel to England. That's why we're learning English.
Listen, speak, listen.
Next year we'll travel to England. That's why we're learning English. Next year we'll travel to Poland. That's why we're learning Polish. Next year we'll travel to France. That's why we're learning French. Next year we'll travel to Spain. That's why we're learning Spanish. Next year we'll travel to Greece. That's why we're learning Greek. Next year we'll travel to Sweden. That's why we're learning Swedish.
Exercise 4.
Listen to the example.
What is it?
We'll find out what it is. Listen, speak, listen.
What is it?
We'll find out what it is.
Who is he?
We'll find out who he is.
What is it made of?
We'll find out what it's made of.
Where are they?
We'll find out where they are.
Where's he from?
We'll find out where he's from.
When was it?
We'll find out when it was.
How much was it?
We'll find out how much it was.
What is he?
We'll find out what he is.
And now let's jump back to our story once again. There was a man waiting for John in his room. John went to see who he was.
Oh, hello. Please sit down.
If you don't mind, I'll stand. My name's Egg.
Mr. Egg, the bookseller?
I sell books, yes. You know me, then?
I know your shop. It's full of old books.
Yes, I sell old books.
Of course. You're a bookseller.
And I buy old books.
Of course.
I buy other things, too.
Other things, Mr. Egg?
Yes, other things. I pay for them. I pay well for them.
I'm sure you do.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about a certain thing.
A certain thing?
A certain thing. I'll buy it.
What is it?
You know what it is.
Perhaps you know what it is, but I don't know what it is.
Are you pulling my leg?
No, I'm not pulling your leg.
If you pull my leg, you'll be sorry.
It's 10 o'clock. If you don't go soon, my landlady will come up.
If your landlady comes up, I'll talk to her. Now, listen to me. You were in a certain place this afternoon, weren't you?
I was in the museum this afternoon.
Ah, the museum. Why were you in the museum this afternoon?
Because I wanted a job.
Something happened at the museum. Now, what happened at the museum? That's why I'm here.
Oh, the pendant.
Shh, don't shout. If you shout, somebody'll hear you.
The pendant was stolen from the museum.
And where is it now, eh? We understand each other, don't we?
Hmm?
I understand you. You understand me. If you sell it to me, I won't ask questions.
Ah, you'll buy the pendant.
£100. I'm offering £100.
Hmm. Go away. You're a criminal.
Oh. I'm a criminal, am I?
If you buy that pendant, you'll be a criminal. That pendant was stolen. If you don't go away, I'll call the police. I'll tell them about you.
If you tell anybody, you'll be sorry. You stole that pendant, didn't you? You stole it and you're hiding it.
I didn't steal it and I'm not hiding it.
I can turn nasty. If I turn nasty, you'll be sorry. You know what this is?
Oh, a knife.
Where is that pendant?
Put that knife down.
If you don't tell me, I'll use this knife. I'll use it on you.
Lesson 19.